This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Before we move forward, Barbara, could we take a chance to introduce JC?
I was just going to ask that, if we could hear a little bit from JC.
Excuse me.
What's so funny about that?
I think it's great. I can't wait. Greg, do it.
Okay.
You don't want me to do it.
So JC is our newest member. He's our law enforcement representative, and he lives in Pierre. Take it away, JC.
That's it. Greg and I are Highway Patrol classmates from 1978, so we both on the patrol together for quite a few years, along with who I replaced, Dan Moskeller. And in our paths, we did cross a guy by the name of Bob Grand Prix once in a while.
Too many times.
And I'll keep those stories until I see cash.
Which one, Ken or real money?
Yeah. Just good to be with you and look forward to helping out here.
Thank you. We looked forward to meeting you in person, but I guess we'll have to wait till next time. So, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the class and comp items, and we'll ask Ellen Zeller to lead us through that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ellen Zeller, Director of Classification and Compensation, and thank you to all the members of the Commission, and welcome to JC. Glad to have you on the Commission. So I just have one class today, the Right-of-Way Review Appraiser, and I'll give you just a little bit of information. This is a new class at the request of the Department of Transportation. It will be a one-position class. The Right-of-Way Program currently is divided into two sections, acquisition and appraisal. As you could expect, the appraisal people are responsible for appraising tracts of land, any of the land that the DOT might have to purchase in order to have right-of-way for highways and roads. Obviously, the acquisition are the people who work with negotiating with the landowners. The current right-of-way supervisor, who is over the appraisal section, is responsible for doing all the reviews of the appraisals done by the appraisal staff. And it's taking up way too much of his time. They are extremely short-staffed because they have difficulty both recruiting and retaining these positions. And so they wanted to create a review appraiser who will be responsible for reviewing and approving all the appraisals of the appraisal staff. And that has to be done as part of state law. There needs to be a review by an appraiser who is certified as in the general appraisal certification. We are recommending a pay grade K for this class, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
I recall a number of years back, Ellen, you probably do too, where we had a grievance involving an appraiser here in town who probably, I don't know what his position would have been, but was involved with somebody from DOT, a right-of-way person, and there was some kickbacks. It was a huge story in the news, and we were going to hear the grievance about the DOT employee that got terminated, and in the end, I think he quit on his own or resigned or something. Is this to eliminate problems like that where there was something going on between the right-of-way DOT staff and a local appraiser out here or anywhere, I guess?
Not really. This that gentleman, if you want to call him that, was on the acquisition side, and it was his negotiating that was coming under question, and he was doing some things under the table. He did go on and resign, and I think eventually spent some time in prison.
Nice.
But this is just to ensure that the work can get done on a more timely basis because they are behind, and obviously roads don't get built if they can't acquire the property that's necessary. So I remember what you're talking about, Barb, but it really isn't related to that. I think they have some other, they've implemented some other review and process things on the acquisition side to ensure that doesn't happen again.
Okay.
How many will there be?
Just one position. And they're concerned that they won't even have any applicants for the one position, but they're going to try to fill it.
Okay. Are there further questions of Ellen? And
Ellen?
That's the only thing you have for us today? Or go ahead, Bob. Did you have some?
This is JC. Ellen, are there current appraisers certified?
Currently, the revenue supervisor is certified as a certified general appraiser, and there is one other one under him who is certified as a certified general.
Thank you.
And that's why the revenue supervisor has been taking on all these review appraisals and just doesn't have the time to continue to do that. I'm sorry, not revenue. I didn't mean right-of-way supervisor.
Thank you.
If you recall, I brought a right-of-way specialist classification here, I think, two meetings
ago.
That we raised the lowest level class to an I, if you recall that.
Right. That was just in the minutes. We just approved where we approved a right-of-way specialist from a pay grade H to an I.
And that was, right? We've been working with this program for some time because of their recruitment and retention, and that was one of the recommendations we had made, that we move up the pay grade for the lowest level so that they could recruit a little, perhaps a little more successfully. And then typically those lowest level ones will move into the senior right-of-way specialist, which then is a pay grade J.
Okay. Does anyone have anything else on this, or is there a motion?
This is Greg. I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
This is Shannon. I'll second.
Okay. Moved by Greg, seconded by Shannon to approve the class and comp item as presented by Ellen. Do you want to call the roll, Heather?
Yes, ma'am. Barbara?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
JC?
Aye.
Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ellen. So, Heather, our grievance that we were going to hear today, how does that settle at the last minute and keep us hanging? I mean, short of giving a person a job back, was it a termination? I guess we don't even know that.
It was a termination. I'm not privy to the settlement information.
Okay.
But, you know, much like you, I wondered what that was. But
yeah,
it's hard telling.
I mean, the state's not in a position to pay somebody off or give them a cash settlement that I know of. So, I mean, short of reinstating them, how do they settle it without going through the grievance procedure?
I don't know. The only other thing I can think of is that maybe they are going to call it a resignation instead of a termination or something like that. It's hard telling.
Okay. It's just always inconvenient when we're left hanging until the last day. I'm sure it's frustrating for you, too, when you have court reporter and everybody lined up. And
you know how it is. We're just
pawns
in a system, perhaps. But I'm still working on finalizing the schedule for next month because I had a afternoon on Monday scheduled, an all-day Tuesday, and a morning on Wednesday. And now the Tuesday one has fallen off, and they have settled that one as well. So, or she's given up, I guess I should say.
Right.
So I'm working to realign that schedule so you don't have a day off in the middle with nothing to do.
Right. Get it all on the same.
I believe.
Okay, we'll keep us posted on that.
This is Ellen, and I believe that they want the plan was to move our classification grievance from Wednesday morning, and I just visited with our attorney, and we are amenable to that to Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, that's
so
great.
That
you just
work.
Talked to him today?
Yeah, just this morning we finaled that.
Okay.
So
there was a witness issue, so I was just making sure.
And we got a different witness. But I'm going to tell you that one won't be canceled. He's not dropping it. So plan on being here.
Okay. Okay, well, keep us posted then. Do you have anything else for us, Heather?
I do not. I'm just so happy to have JC on board.
Great, yeah. Gives us more chances to get a quorum together. and then do we still? No, we're full then, right?
We are.
Bob, are you leaving us?
I am leaving you, and I didn't mean to play cat and mouse with you, Heather, but my schedule is really hard to predict right now between Elkhorn and here, and it's going to get worse as the summer goes on. So I suspect you guys are looking for a replacement, and I'd encourage you to do that because it's going to get harder and harder for me to reconcile schedules.
Okay. Well, Bob, let's talk about this.
Plus, once I'm out of state, I think I'm ineligible.
We had discussed that you would finish out your term, so we just need a letter of resignation in order to move forward. So,
when's my term?
July 1.
Will people think it's because JC came on?
Probably.
Did I quit?
Probably.
Okay, well. He has that beautiful baritone voice, so I like being on boards with him.
Okay, well, keep us posted on that, too. I guess that concludes what's on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
This is Dawn. So move.
Got a second? I didn't hear that. Was there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
JC?
Yes.
Okay, we need to call the roll on that too, Heather?
Yes. Barbara?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
JC?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. The motion carries. Everyone have a great day. Thank you, Heather and Ellen.
Thank you for your time, everyone.
Time. All right.
Have a blessed Christmas, or Easter, everybody.
Easter. Thanks, Tom.